I'm Greg Hathaway from Roots Roundup. You're listening to Voice of the Shoe Swap, CKVS FM 93.7.
You're tuned in to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the Shoe Swap's own community radio, coming to you from right here in Salmon Arm. If you want to learn more about your community's radio, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and check out our schedule or our podcasts and see what The Voice has to offer you. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week I'm ringing in the new year with some tracks from the fourth season of Live in the Shoe Swap. Up next, we'll head to the mosh pit and listen to Vancouver's punk and ska pioneers Roots Roundup as they expound on their positive velocity philosophy. But first, members Greg Hathaway and Dimitri tell us how reggae's older brother became a favorite of the punk scene.
I was playing drums in a punk rock band before I got Roots together, and you know, when we got Roots together, we were just sort of like, you know, all of our friends were playing in these thrash hardcore punk bands, right? And we sort of were like, we want to see more people dancing together rather than just bashing into each other, and things were getting, it wasn't really a nice place for girls to dance and stuff. Yes. At the punk rock shows, it was fairly violent,
really macho, like
macho energy. And we just sort of wanted to bring a different vibe to our scene, right?
Right.
So we would get up there and we'd play, you know, rock and roll and reggae and ska for all of our punk rock friends, and they just got into it, and you know, and then we sort of branched out from there and started playing more and more shows and appealing to a sort of wider audience.
Just as an aside, I've always noticed that punk and ska always seem to go together really well. What do you think that is?
Well, it happened in England. It was an English phenomenon. Jamaican music was really big in England, right from the 60s and right through the 70s. And so, you know, in like 76 and 77, when, you know, let's say the Clash was forming, reggae was huge in England, and like, you know, stars from Jamaica. Yeah, and stars from Jamaica would come over, and like all the punk rockers were into it. And it's sort of, it's the connection. They're both rebel music, right?
Right.
You know, reggae music is rebel music. Not all of it, but, you know, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh,
and
stuff like that.
Part and parcel of it was getting together young white and black kids. And, you know, like, it was a tradition, like, imported from Jamaica, but it really helped get you know, they call it two-tone music in England, the ska revival.
Right. Like my brother and
black and white kids getting along fine, you know, like.
Yeah. My brother and I were originally introduced to reggae music basically through the Clash. You know, we were into the Clash, and it was like, wow, this is great. They're playing this, you know, reggae music. We had heard it earlier, you know, our dad had a couple Bob Marley records and stuff, but it was the Clash who really sort of got us into it. And so for us, we always had that connection between reggae and ska and punk rock. It was a little bit different in North America, except for bands like Bad Brains, who were like, you know, a total, they're doing the reggae and doing the hardcore.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of North American punk rock fans don't really see the connection between the reggae and the punk rock. But for us, it's always been there. And that's just from growing up, you know, listening to the Clash and the Specials. And
sanity, yeah.
Now we go from punk to traditional. How could I forget those harbingers of Hayseed Harmony, Seal Skull Hammer? They released a new album last year entitled Hillbilly Hot Snakes, and are still headlining the coffeehouse circuit on the strength of it. Up next, the choir of country corn invite us to a kitchen party where we must come in at the door. But first, they crow in delight about their new disc.
Oh boy,
good old Hillbilly Hot Snakes.
Mm-hmm. Hillbilly Hot Snakes, yeah, it's a good album. We went out and recorded. We wanted to try and make it as throwback as possible, so there was none of that fancy overdubbing and stuff that they do. The kids are doing today. Mm-hmm. It was we all just grabbed gear and we went out to a friend's house that was built in the 1800s, and sat in a circle with microphones pointed at us and just played the songs that we like to play when we get together for fun. Mm-hmm. And the recordings that we got, there's very little fussing with it.
Yeah,
it was pretty much all one off of the floor, and not a whole lot of additions after the fact, which in the end ended up sounding as much like the true personality of our band as you possibly could get.
Which and, was our intention, I think.
And very much. We're incredibly happy with how that turned out.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes.
We don't drop the bass or nothing, but there's a... You know, it's a nice round sound.
Yeah, that's right.
Dropping a gut bucket.
Yeah, dropping a gut bucket doesn't quite sound the same. A little bit of hollowness coming out there. So we ended up having a collection of songs that we've written, and then a couple of old traditional songs, which is a little different from the last album that we did. We wanted to add a little bit of history, I suppose you'd say, into the forming of the album, so that you can sort of see the bridge as to, you know, where our influences come from.
There's so many treats out there that have been lost that people just haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to dig them up in the dirt there and find them and go, oh, found another gem.
You guys are doing a little bit, being sort of musical historians here.
We're on the Alan Lomax train, you know.
Yeah.
We're trying to help out and just, you know,
keep it alive. Yeah, that's right.
We don't want it to die.
Here's a little bit of dipper face into the old holy water for you, what I'm saying.
I hear you.
Well, tell my friends, if you want to get to heaven, you got to go hand in hand. As Jesus taught the people by the Sea of Galilee, he said, I'm the door that leads to heaven, and he must go get by me. Yeah, because
those who know
can't get under it so high,
can't climb over it
so wide,
can't get around it, must come in at the door.
You can talk about me, my brother, just as much as ever you please. If you talk about you, it's gonna be to the Lord as I get down on my knees. Oh, Satan is a liar and wears a hypocrite. And if you don't watch your step, friend, please slip it right on. Still your soul if you don't put your trust in the Lord. Yeah,